This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shritaj Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Wednesday, that is 5th of February. Well, Indian markets rallied for the third consecutive day in a row on Wednesday, post the budget day losses pushing benchmark indices above their crucial resistance levels. Now, in fact, Sensex is back above 41,000, while Nifty 50 reclaimed 12,000 levels. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex rose 353 points to close at 41,142, while the Nifty 50 ended 109 points higher to close at 12,089. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in metals, telecom, realty, and capital goods space, while profit taking was visible in power and consumer discretionary. Now, broader markets did outperform as the mid-cap index rose 1.3%, while the small-cap index was up by 0.74%. Now, on the macro front, India's service sector activity growth hitting a 7-year high in January boosted investor sentiment. And on the global front, Asian stocks rose on hopes of additional stimulus from the China to cushion the economic blow from coronavirus outbreak. Now, experts are of the view that there are plenty of opportunities to enter on dips in this market as the fundamental still remains sound. Now, all eyes will be on the outcome of the MPC committee meeting on Thursday. Now, most experts feel that the committee might leave the rates unchanged, but the future commentary on rates and the stance will be watched out for. Now, let's look at the Nifty gainers. Well, BPCL, Tata Steel, Yes Bank and Tata Motors were top Nifty gainers in terms of losers. Power Grid, Dr. Reddy Laboratories, Hero Motor Corp and Z Entertainment were among the top Nifty losers. Now, let's look at the various stocks and sectors which were in focus. Now, sectorally, the metal index rose 2.9%, followed by the telecom index that gained 2.5%, and the realty index was up 2.5%. Now, on the losing front, power index was down by 0.2%, followed by the consumer discretionary space, which ended with losses of 0.05%. Now, volume spike of 200 to 700% was seen in stocks like REC, Adani Enterprises, Container Corp, Tata Global, Ambuja Cement and Bosch. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Ambuja Cement, Apollo Tyres, SRF and Chola Finance, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Exide Industries, Z Entertainment, Manappuram Finance and ACC. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on some sort of news flow. Well, we have BPCL. Well, in fact, the stock ended 5% higher on reports of Rosneft looking to bid for government stake. Tata Motors rallied 10% after luxury car maker, that is Jaguar Land Rover, showed a 2.8% year-on-year growth in UK sales. Yes Bank share price jumped 8% 2 days ahead of the shareholders' extraordinary general meeting. Share price of TVS Motor gained on February 5th after total three-wheeler sales grew 22% to 48,391 units in the said quarter, as against 39,629 units in October to December period of 2018 and 19. Now, Z Entertainment fell over 7% after the Corporate Affairs Ministry ordered an inspection of the company's financial. Now, let's look at the Nifty with respect to technicals. Well, Nifty formed a three white soldier kind of a candlestick pattern, hinting at a near-term trend reversal, which is in favor of the bulls. Now, Nifty is staring at 50-day simple moving average, which is placed at 12,117, which could in fact lead to some bit of profit taking as and when Nifty comes closer to this average. Now, traders are advised to retain optimistic outlook as long as Nifty sustains above the recent bullish gap zone of 11,783 and 11,789 levels. Now, if Nifty managed to sustain above 12,120 levels in Thursday's trading session, then the next target shall be placed on 12,266, whereas initial signs of weakness shall emerge on a close below 11,953. That's what most technical experts are suggesting. So, three levels to watch out for would be 11,953, 12,098 and 12,117. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,500 followed by 12,400 and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 11,500. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do still log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.